Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Let's hang out.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster, and here's what's happening this week.
This week in the Lesdom.
This week in the Lesdom is a place where we can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. We currently have 5 more spots left for our Croatia trip next September. You can sign up at bit.ly/lesdocroatia.
We also want to remind you, in season 6, we are releasing Patreon bonus episodes. So if you join our Patreon at any level, you get access to a new episode every month. Our most recent one just came out last week. It was on Fire Island. We had a lot of thoughts. That was our 7th episode.
I think it was our 7th bonus
episode. I think it was.
Episode.
So you've got a lot of those episodes, bonus content. If you want to join our Patreon, you can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon.
We also have Yellow Jackets premiere trivia coming up on March 26th. That's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. We're going to play trivia right before the season 2 premiere comes out. It's always so fun to get to watch season 2 of a show that we all love together. So we hope to see you there.
In the greater Les universe, listen, I know I don't watch The Last of Us, but I hear they had like a super cute like lesbian date episode, right? Where they like...
Yes.
We like officially have made Ellie gay now in the show. Yeah.
Yes, which is thank God.
Okay.
Also, I just keep seeing like all the memes, like people are like, straight people thought they were watching a zombie show. They're actually watching a bunch of gay shit.
Well, and you know what was so funny about this is I was literally just at work this week with one of my coworkers, and he and his wife are watching The Last of Us, and I was like, oh yeah, I haven't watched it, but it's like, you know, I follow so many people who had been like into it since the games and like are super into the show, and I just made some comment at one point where I was like, I mean, you know how it is, like I am always sort of keeping a finger on the pulse of like any queer media, and he was like, what's queer about it? And I was like, I was like, oh, just you wait.
Wait, so how far had they gotten?
I don't think they had watched this episode
yet. Oh my God.
Because we were traveling this week. So yeah, so I just had to laugh because I was like, I didn't even know actually until maybe like the next day or so that I was like catching up on the recaps of what happened. And I was like, oh, the timing of this is too perfect for me to be like, so sorry to like break the news to you that you're watching a gay show.
It was
again.
Already gay, but they were just like, oh, it was one isolated episode. And then they were like, oh, it's still gay.
It's still gay. And I was like, no, actually, like, the main character is gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's a gay. Sorry to have to break this to you.
Surprise, surprise.
I mean, with a gay name like
exactly.
Ellie, like, come on.
What did you expect? Also, speaking of gays, because we always speak about gays, Allison Brie just came out as bisexual. So, like, so happy for that coming out story, journey. I mean, same thing that you've always been saying, Lee. What is it? Name a straight person. Name a straight person 2022,
name a straight
person 2023.
Actor.
Like, it's going to keep going.
They are creatures of myth only. Exist only in legends, okay? While we're talking about things that aren't straight. Okay, so American Girl has been releasing these historical decade era dolls. And in what is in many ways a knife to my heart that they're calling a 90s historical doll, yep, a 90s doll. And I'm like, oh no. But I think they're trying to redeem it somewhat by making them like a clear gay
the backwards
couple,
hats, like,
this doll is me in the 90s, let's be real, right? Like, this doll is me.
Gay.
At this same era. And I'm like, I mean, I know how this turns out.
I know
out.
How this story like, ends, and it's gay.
This story's gay, this is a gay doll. Like, literally all she needs is, like, a fucking rainbow pin on that hat. Like, you're so close, American Girl. You're so close. Right? And then the other one is in like a fucking button down.
It's
like this,
too
come
on. The nose. Like a lot of the American Girl dolls were gay. Let's be real. But like this one's the gayest of them all.
There's a lot. There's a lot happening here. She's got like a fucking like does one of them have a button down plaid shirt like tied around her waist and a backwards baseball cap? Like that's a full dyke. What are you talking about? I'm sorry. So that's all I'm saying is like if you're buying these historical American Girl dolls, at least we've reached like the gay decades, I guess, right?
Congrats to American girls everywhere.
Yeah. That's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee, and welcome to our 101st installment of Shoulda Been Gay.
It was fun, it was great, but it should have been a little more gay.
And in this week's episode, make sure you dial 1-900-LES-HANG to hang with us, Ellie and Lee, for only $5 a minute.
Only $5? That's a bargain. I would pay 10.
There's a 10-minute minimum. Anyways.
Should we start our own phone sex line? Is that the next progression of Let's Hang Out?
It does appear to be incredibly lucrative. I can't fault them that. Listen.
1-800. Super excited for this week's episode. Was a little bit of an audible this week, but what an audible it has turned out to be.
I think we had at one, maybe two people at least reach out to us to suggest this movie, which is recently, which is why it was fresh on our mind when we had to.
Is it like a new movie on Amazon Prime?
No.
It's an old movie.
Oh, that's possible.
You know what
I mean? Don't
know. It's from 2015.
Yeah. It's from 2012.
Oh, 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know why suddenly a lot of people were hitting us up about this, but bless you all, everyone who suggested this to us. Oh my God.
I mean, it is gay, but like I thought they really were going to go for it. Like they pretty much went for it and then were like, yeah, but Sean, and you're like, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's dive in.
Okay. Let's do this. So we are talking about, as we mentioned, 2012 hot film of the year For a Good Time Call. If you haven't watched it, it is on Amazon Prime right now, at least in the U.S., and please watch. Please watch this movie. Because I promise you, if you listen to us talk about it without watching it, like you're gonna think we're making it up, and we're not. This is all real.
The most gay films we've done, and it's at 101.
Okay. So here's the IMDb synopsis for A Good Time Call. Former college frenemies Lauren and Katie move into a fabulous Gramercy Park apartment, and in order to make ends meet, the unlikely pair start a phone sex line together.
I mean, true. This is a very enemies to lovers story. This like takes the cake for enemies to lovers.
It's
enemies what's your love of their life. Okay, so
what's your gay synopsis?
My
Ellie?
Gay synopsis is Katie breaks up with her cornbread quote unquote person, and as she is on her downward spiral, she finds her actual person, and the entire movie is spent on the love story between Katie and Lauren as they both discover their sexuality and their love for each other. And that's all I saw.
True.
That's what I thought. True. Those are some big old lesbians shacking up together.
I don't even actually have a gay synopsis written down for this movie because my honest gay synopsis is just me staring dumbfounded at my TV screen, both hands on the sides of my face, in confusion and consternation, wondering if I actually just witnessed what I think I did or if my brain is just playing tricks on me, and I imagined it all as in a fever dream of homosexual just delight.
No. You saw it all. You saw it how it was meant to
that
be seen.
My do we love a visual gag on a podcast? My gay synopsis is me making this face.
Yeah. Yeah. It was quite gay in a way that no quote unquote straight movie I don't think has ever been.
I feel like wild. Can I skip us over our experience for both of us as we watched it yesterday?
We watched Lee, your experience was when you watched it yesterday and you were flipping out. Like constantly texting me like, "Have you started watching it? Have you seen this? You are not prepared for this."
I was dying. I was honest to God dying.
That is like, how I felt Aquamarine, but like in a different way. Right?
Here's what I think I will say. My experience with this movie is I haven't actually counted them up to see, but I'm pretty sure this might top the list of notes I have taken during A Should Have Been Gay, because I swear to God, my notes for this movie is just the fucking script written out. Like, I wrote down so many direct quotes from this movie. Like, I kept, Kelsey hated me, I kept having to pause. I was like, I'm sorry, I cannot type fast enough because I just take notes on my phone when we're watching them. And I was like, I can't keep up. The sentence just kept going and got longer and I need to write all of it down. I was like, it would be faster to print out the script at this point.
The script is so gay, but also
it's wild.
Okay, the script. And then in addition, the scoring.
Yeah.
There was like in the camera angles, like there was a scene where we'll talk about it. The threesome scene was like,
oh my heavily, God.
Erotic.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Listen, yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. And we don't always do this for A Should Have Been Gay, but I want to give a brief synopsis.
Yes.
For anyone who hasn't seen it, or for anyone, because I know it's on Amazon in the US. I don't know for everywhere else. And I know sometimes we run into people who tell us like, oh, I couldn't watch it because it wasn't in my country, Amazon, whatever. So I'm just going to give a brief synopsis because I think the context is relevant.
So important.
So there are two girls, Lauren and Katie. Lauren is kind of, you know, type A, a little stuck up. Katie is like the party girl. They had an unfortunate incident in college where Lauren drove Katie home while she was drunk at a party. And Katie decided to pee in a cup in her car. And then they hit a bump and she splashed all of her pee in Lauren's face. Just starting out with some, you know, light kink play, whatever. Just kicking off our relationship on the right foot for these two. They don't talk for 10 years, but they have a friend in common. And when they both have housing crises of, you know, various flavors, Katie needs a roommate, Lauren needs a new place. He's like, you have to move in together. They move in together. Lauren realizes Katie's a phone sex, works like on a phone sex hotline, but is only getting $1 of the $5 per minute that they charge. And she's like, why don't you just start your own line? And so they do, and they become business masterminds. And then they start doing phone sex lines work together. And then I'm trying to remember what the straight explanation of this is. And then they become best friends.
Yes. Best friends, quote unquote.
And then they
best
love
friends
each other.
And life partners. And yes, they tell each other they love each other. Well, one of them says, I love you.
Oh, no, they don't even. Let's get there in time.
Yeah, okay.
Don't, just let
they. But by the end, they realize they love each other. They can't live without each other. And they have to be roommates forever because they
hotline
love being
gal pals,
hotline roommates,
palling around. It. Yeah. Okay.
For the rest of their life.
Oh God.
Okay. Yes. So let's dive into which character should have been gay. It's hard to pick one. Let's start with Katie, because
okay,
girl has a struggle of a storyline. Like, that is her storyline is so gay. Okay, so Katie.
I feel hysterical. I feel like I am losing my mind already. And all you did was say, let's start. And I'm like,
So I will start for you, Lee.
I can't.
So Katie is the wild child of the bunch, right? Katie is the one who started working. She's been working.
Well, sure, she's blonde, Ellie. Yeah, we have the two flavors of femininity, brunette and blonde.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy blonde and like stuck up or not, whatever. But we see her first when we first see her, she's on a stripper pole. Love. She lives in her grandmother's apartment. Her grandmother.
Bubby. Bubby's apartment.
But the gayest thing about her, I know this is skipping a million steps, but okay, so they become friends. But okay, let's talk about each of them separately, then we'll talk about them together.
Okay.
So
okay,
one of the gayest things about Katie that comes way later in this series, but fucking wrecked me. We meet Katie and half the thing, we're like, Katie's a sex goddess. She's had sex with so many people. She's had gangbangs.
She's
blah, blah,
wild.
Blah.
She's a party girl. She's drunk in college.
She loves sleeping with guys. She loves giving blowjobs. Like, she's the phone sex operator. She's comfortable with her sexuality. And we find out later she is a full ass virgin. She is a virgin who can drive, but she is a virgin who decides to. She prefers talking to men on the phone sexually. She is terrified of them in person with her own body.
Terrified. Like, actively terrified. And like, gets a boyfriend for the first time in what, her late 20s? How old are they supposed to be? Like, mid to late 20s? And I swear to God, gets a boyfriend and they spend their time playing go fish together.
And
a boyfriend who she's already had phone sex with numerous times, multiple times, hours and hours of getting this guy off on a phone. Will not touch him.
That is the gayest thing about Katie. I just had to go right out the gate with that, like, girl. And also the fact that she has gone out of her way to make people think that she sleeps with men is also a super, super gay thing, like, okay, so you brag about all the sex you've had because you don't want anyone to know that you like women? Like, that's what we're talking about here?
And has actively avoided having any close female friendships.
Yes.
Right? Because there's one point where she's like, let's unpack this quote in a general sense. But she goes, I have a friend who's a girl and I like it. This is post Katy Perry, right?
Yes.
So, like, I'm sorry. Like, you say those words and
everyone knows where you're saying. Everyone knows.
So I'm like, you're like, you have a girlfriend. You have your first girlfriend. True story.
You have your
but
first
also,
girlfriend. Great.
Even just at face value, like, has not had close female friendships yet. And so I'm like, I'm sorry, but you expect a crew of lesbians watching this movie to believe that
crew.
You're watching, it's us, it's us and all of you, okay?
Yeah.
All the gays watching this movie, you expect us to watch this and believe that this woman has avoided having any sort of close relationships with women her whole life, has also refused to touch any man but, like, beards up via phone.
Literally, that...
And is
that,
straight. Is
that
straight.
One,
yeah, okay.
That one plot point alone is, like, condemnation for the rest of everything. So that about Katie really got me. That cracked me up when we found out she was a virgin. I have in my notes, Katie is a virgin with !! And then after we talk about Lauren, we can talk about, like, the conversations they had around her being a virgin, because that also was like, oh my God, girl. What else about Katie specifically is gay? I just feel like it revolves more around Lauren after that.
Okay.
So what
Katie, wait. One other thing for Katie is I love that Katie on her collection of, like, why she gets jobs is always, like, because they are personally beneficial to her. Mm. Right. So she's like, I work at this place because they get they have the best Chinese food and I get it for free. And one of her jobs is to get her nails done all the time. And I'm just like,
why do you got to get your nails done, Katie?
Why do you need nice, tidied up nails, Katie?
Mm-hmm.
What does that do for you?
Also, Katie and Lauren, this is like a gay indictment for both of them. Their best friend is a gay man. Like, both of them are...
Also, sorry, while we're talking about Justin Long's character, can we just highlight the quote, "Are you guys scissor dancing? Because I'm sorry, but that just took us out. Like, absolutely.
Literally. Okay, should we... Okay, so then for Lauren, just in general over her character, and then we'll go from, like, from beginning to... But she's so uptight, and then she becomes significantly less uptight through having a, like, intimately sexual relationship with a woman.
With her roommate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I listen, this movie's also going up there on my list of and they were roommates. Do you remember the first note I wrote down in this movie? Because yes. I think it's relevant to Lauren. This is my very first bullet point. I said, love when movies begin with an indictment of heterosexuality.
Yes.
Like, could you make being straight look less attractive appealing than that opening scene with Lauren and her boyfriend, whose name I have immediately forgotten and will not be looking up? But I do want to highlight that the actor who plays him is the same actor from You Again. So anyways, I just love when guys have a track record of being in the gayest movies ever imaginable.
Yes. I mean, the entire intro is like horrible sex. And
Every time we have to watch straight couples have sex in movies, Kelsey and I are just like, fascinating. It's like a sociological like documentary for
us.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, that.
And I'm sorry, but watching this couple particularly with just like the sad thrusting and the, you're so sexy, thank you, you're welcome, what?
Yeah, so bad. And then he's like,
What is happening?
We're getting boring. And then at the end, she's like, we weren't boring. You were boring because you're a man, because I'm gay.
And I'm not
straight. And I'm in love with my best friend.
Yeah.
Insane.
She's like, of course I was never going to be exciting in this relationship that is stifling my gay urges. Mm-hmm. And I am just pushing my way through the beard as best I can. Because I'm like, could you sound less into a dude than being like, you're so sexy? While he's actively inside of you.
Yeah, horrible.
Like, with just, and them with like, I can't. The lights on his head is like 3 full feet away from her head. Like, there's no
intimacy.
There's no intimacy. There's no connection there. I'm like, oh my God.
And then, okay, so let's just dive in. Like, that I think is just like the biggest thing for Lauren for me is like, went from a heterosexual relationship into a very intense relationship with a woman that she's like, I love you. I'm like, well, so into this.
And I think,
what you're going to say.
And how does it start, right? Like, because Lauren, mm-hmm. if we're gonna jump into this from Lauren, I'm sorry, but Lauren is immediate, the boop, 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 boop interest peak of like when she hears Katie from her room on the phone. And she's skulking around the corner.
She wants to hear it. She's like, I feel like if you hear your roommate have sex, like, you're like, okay, like, my roommate's
put some
having
headphones
sex
on.
Like, let me not listen.
Yeah.
She's like,
turn the TV up. Put some music on.
She's like,
she's
creeping.
Getting a fucking cup out of the closet. She's like up against the door being like, what's going on in here?
Yes.
She buy a fucking stethoscope, Lauren. Like, it would be a little easier to hear.
Well, she realizes that she's having phone sex because she opens the door.
Yes.
Why would you open the door on your roommate if you thought she was having sex?
Oh, she wanted to catch something going on.
Let me see what's happening here because I want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, gay, gay, gay. Also, I had this other moment. So they move in, right? And there's like some friction because we hate each other. You peed in my face, blah, blah, blah. and then there's this moment where Katie's doing her hair in the bathroom and Lauren's like, I have to pee and you're doing your hair. They supposedly hate each other at this point. She just starts peeing in the room with her.
Well,
doing
A,
her
Katie
hair,
and like, she's like, yeah, I guess you'll have to pee while I'm in here. And then Lauren's just like, okay.
And if that is not, like, their entire relationship is, like, such gay two gay women living in a space together. Like, she's just like peeing next to her. And then I forget what she's, oh, she's like, but Lauren says something and Katie's like, I like you fiery.
Yeah, I like a little fire in you. Yes. Honestly, listen, starting with that scene in the bathroom where Katie won't move and makes Lauren pee in front of her, this whole movie, I swear to God, this movie reads like a fucking slow burn fanfic that somebody came up with, like the most insane contrived things to be like, I'm gonna get my ship in, like, first they're living together, they're peeing in front of each other, they're starting a phone sex hotline together, they're doing threesomes on the hotline while they're in bed with each other, saying how pretty each other is, checking out each other's underwear, then they're gonna be straight, and you're like, what happened here? Like, where did we go off the rails? Because everything about this, I'm like, honestly, write this fanfic, I fucking eat this shit up. It's great. This is great.
It, like, it is the perfect, like, that's the thing, like, it's the perfect setup for a gay thing, but I also feel like they didn't shy away from it being gay.
No.
And then you're so confused because you're like, you realize you, like, I think they were trying to make it comedically gay.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're like, oh, we're gonna write this shit where, like, they're looking at each other, like that three-way scene, is that,
oh my god,
is like, is that where we're at? Because that three-way scene was,
well,
or was,
listen,
there anything before that?
Ellie, have so, I have so many notes. Okay, listen, okay, after I like a little fire on you in you a fire on you I like a little fire in you,
yeah,
here,
yeah,
are some other quotes I have written down. Even when they are supposed to actively hate each other, right, and when Katie's given her this whole speech where she's like, my life was hard and you have rich parents and you are so, like, you know, you just have everything laid out on a silver platter for you, and she's like, I didn't have parents telling me, like, you can be the first pretty president or whatever. And I'm just like, even,
oh, so
when
you,
you're,
think she's
actively
pretty?
Yeah, exactly. That was, like, exactly my response. I'm like, even when you hate her, you cannot stop complimenting her.
And okay, so that is so true. Like, she literally is like, you're perfect. And then once they start once they start the phone sex line, I was dying at how much, like, they just fall into, like,
they,
Lauren's like, babe, you got to take care of yourself.
Oh my god.
Like,
and
I made
also
you some,
like,
tea.
Building each other,
yeah, like,
up.
Yeah, like, I made you, like, some tea. Like, fix your, like, you know, you got to make sure your voice is good.
You're getting a little hoarse.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, I'm so, like, when they hire the new girl. And she's like, I'm so glad we could get a night off, babe. Like, they're braiding each other's fucking hair.
Okay, wait.
What?
Stop. I'm not there yet. Okay.
All right, sorry.
Okay. Oh, God. There's so much. I want to call out when they decide to start the hotline together. Right.
Oh, yes.
Because they this all happens because Lauren goes in for a job interview and they're not hiring for 3 more months. And she comes home and relays that news to Katie by saying, Laxton Press isn't hiring for another 3 months. So until then, I'm yours.
Mm-hmm. The script is so
good. My little heart went a pitter patter already because
the script.
This script is insane. And then they start this hotline together. And, like, even before Lauren joins in, right? Like, they quickly progress to, like, it starts with just Lauren running the car. Like, she's billing. She's running the cards.
Yes.
She's taking care of business. She's doing all that stuff. But they real quick move to, like, they're in bed together. Like, they're just chilling on a bed together while Katie's having phone sex with these dudes. Like, pointedly holding eye contact with each other while she's doing this. So, like, they'll be in bed together, lying on a bed, inches away from each other while Katie's like, oh, yeah, like, come on, hit me from behind, all this stuff. And you're just like,
and
what
Lauren's
in
like,
the
yeah, good,
fuck?
Good, love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's so into it. And then, yes, then they hire Christy, who's the crazy
undercover agent,
like,
of the Lord. Yeah.
Undercover agent. It's a cross. Yeah, I know it's a cross. And yeah, they're so excited to just have a night off together.
Like, that
whereas
is
I'm like
date.
They're still they're yes.
They're so, and they're so into each other that they're like, wait,
oh,
should we check on Christy? It's been
can
hours.
I braid your hair? You're really good at it. Like, yes. They just want to be touching each other. They just want to be close.
I will say, like, there have been especially, like, before I came out of the closet, but even after, like, I love when a girl braids my hair. Like, that is some gay ass shit, but, like, it feels nice.
Yeah.
It feels nice to
and
have your
hair
braided.
They are
so
into
it.
each other physically in this movie, like just start to finish. Mm-hmm. Like peeing on each other to start, sure, but like just everything after that.
Is this the point where she says, wild. I don't want to be boring anymore?
Yes.
Or have we got there?
Yeah, when they fire Christy, Lauren is deciding, I can be our second hotline operator. I can do this with you. I don't want to be boring anymore. Boring anymore.
Substitute the word boring for straight.
Straight. Absolutely. 100%.
I don't want to be straight anymore. And she literally says, I will do whatever you tell me to do. I will lick whatever you want me to lick. What are you saying?
Oh my God. This is to me, like this specific point in the movie, like up until now you're like, yeah, there's gay vibes for sure, there's a lot of weird stuff happening. This scene specifically to me, the movie like just
takes a gay chaos
so goddamn hard, and I was like, I could barely even keep up. I was like, I don't know if I am tall enough to ride this ride all of a sudden. What is happening? Where
the
are we going now?
The sexual tension is wild. Because the entire thing is just them talking about sex.
We start training tomorrow, yeah. And the training montage scene where, like, I'm sorry, the foot stuff, what is happening? Let's touch feet and pump our legs rhythmically while practicing moaning sexually on the couch together.
There's no need for them to touch each other while they're doing these things.
What is happening?
I mean, even just in general, the training, like, they're just speaking sexual things at each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and practicing. They're having practice phone sex calls
exactly,
with each other.
Exactly, like high school match, ladies.
Is so much.
Just have to practice.
I also, listen, I'm sorry, but can we just discuss? So Katie breaks out a box of dildos. Okay. Breaks out a box of dildos and is showing Lauren how she's like, yeah, I use them to put them in my mouth so that while she's talking guys through the phone sex blowjobs, it sounds like she's got their dick in their mouth, right?
Yeah, okay. Nice dildo that you just put in your mouth.
You're welcome. So
everyone who
I brought mine special with me.
You brought her dildo so she could demonstrate that for you.
Brought a whole box, okay? Listen, so as they're having this conversation and Lauren has Katie's dildo actively in her mouth and decides to ask her,
after the
has
fact.
This ever been in your, looks down pointedly at her crotch?
Yep. After she's already put it in her mouth. Like, you think she was like,
ladies.
She's like, I'm excited that it was.
Yes.
If it was.
She's like, got it in her mouth. And she's like, wait a minute. This is your dildo? Like, is this?
Oh, this has been inside of you, huh?
Is this kind of like I'm going, is, okay.
Yep.
Cool. She's into it.
Yep. Wait, there's also a scene where she says, when she says, I'm going to rip that dress off of you. What is that scene where they're talking about the dresses?
I want to rub your breasts when
yes.
I see you in that dress. Yeah, God. Is this when she goes to
the interview?
Is this during the training or is this when she's going to the interview?
I think it's during the training because it's before the threesome.
I think it's during the training. So it must be during the training. And yeah, I wrote down the quote and the quote says, so they're like play acting with each other.
They're complimenting each other very heavily sexually.
I think it's Lauren. It's Lauren saying it to Katie, right?
Yes.
I want to rub your breasts when I see you in that dress. I want to rub my own breasts when I see you in that dress.
I'm going to rip that dress off and of you and fuck you so hard. That's what she says.
Wild. Like this is the script, people.
Yeah, this is
These are the lines. We are
not making this shit up.
I hope you all listened when I told you to watch this movie, because I wish this wasn't real.
Well, no, you don't, Lee.
I mean, I do because I want it to actually
be gay.
But
yeah, yeah.
I just, oh my God.
Wild.
Oh my God.
Is this the point where we get to the threesome? Because that.
Yes.
Oh my God. So they're having a phone sex threesome also with Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Great cameo.
Yeah.
And there's a part where he's like, first, you know, they're being like, oh, like we're making out. And they're like,
Sorry. Before we even get to the threesome, can we just cover how Katie introduces the threesome to Lauren? Did you write this down?
Because
I wrote this down. So she calls Lauren into the room and Lauren pokes her head in and she's like, oh, do you need me to run the card? And Katie looks at her in bed and then just goes, yes, and then I need you to stay.
Yeah, this is a fanfic.
And then they get in it again, in a bed, together,
mm-hmm.
on the phone, together,
yep.
to have a phone sex threesome with Seth Rogen, the airplane yep. pilot.
And there, so there's a moment where he's like, what kind of underwear are you wearing? And she shows her her underwear. And I'm like, it's a phone sex line. He can't see her underwear. Like, there was no need for you to know what kind of underwear she was wearing at all.
It's and then so Katie wild. Literally
says that Lauren's not wearing any underwear. And Seth Rogen's like, that's disgusting.
I can't believe that she, like, gets up and she's like, let me just flash you my underwear.
Yeah, like,
let
like, oh, me I just. Like, yeah, and then she's like, oh, that's cute.
They're so cute. Yeah, I'm like. Oh my God. Okay, but now please, yes, let's talk about the threesome. The staging, score, filming, everything.
Okay, so Seth Rogen's character is like, describe what do you see when you look at their Kitty and Catty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not describing like sexy things.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free. And when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Hello, my name is Alison Larkin, and I'm a writer, comedian, and narrator and host of the Jane Austen podcast. This podcast brings Jane Austen's stories to the 21st century, along with commentary from me and conversations with fascinating people who all share a love of Jane Austen. And of course, we had to start with none other than Pride and Prejudice. So join me as we embark on a journey through some of the most wonderful stories I know. The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Things. They're like, she has the most beautiful, kind eyes. You know what I mean? Like, did you write these things down?
Yes.
Her lips are so luscious and wet.
Oh, I here's what I wrote down.
She's
I
so
wrote down-
pretty.
So
her hair is soft around her face.
Yes. It starts with Lauren, right? Lauren describing Katie. And the camera angle. So up until now, the thing that's so funny about it is it's so jarring when it happens because the cinematography shifts completely, right? So you've had these kind of, you know, the camera's a little farther back. It's showing both of them in bed. It's like a wider shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asks them to describe each other. And all of a sudden, you're getting the like, just straight in, zoom in on one of their faces. You're getting this dark, the window behind them. It's like that zoomed in kind of like,
it's Google,
are they doing drugs?
Eyes, yes.
Yeah. It's like the That 70s Show angle,
yes,
right?
Of like, this is like sparkles around this
yes.
person. Like all you can see yes. in the world is this other
is
person.
Them. And the world has faded away. A
just
soft
you.
Score comes in
the
on the background.
The score is so fucking gay.
It's so fucking romantic. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
And as that's happening, you're watching Lauren's face, totally serious, in love, just all eyes on Katie. And that's the quote. She says, she's so pretty. She has the most beautiful eyes and her hair is soft around her face.
Yes. And then then Katie says about Lauren, she's so beautiful. She has luminous skin I would kill for.
Yeah.
And then she's like, she's nice and honest. I'm like, what? Where did this go? Are these your wedding vows? Like, what are you saying to each other?
They might as well be, because what's the next scene you see?
With them waking up next
it's
to each other?
It's them waking yes. up together
in the
still
same bed.
In that same bed, still staring lovingly into each other's eyes.
It is the most intense after sex scene. It's like
what?
Literally like, oh, good morning, sweetie.
What?
What is happening?
I cannot. And this waking up in bed together after their first threesome phone sex hotline experience the next morning, this is when we get Katie's, I have a friend who's a girl and I like it. And I'm like, honey, this is not what having
friend.
Friends
is. This is not a friend. This is
I hate
not
to be
friend.
The one to break it to you, but this is not what, this is not that.
No,
this,
and then
it's not gay. You're gay.
You're gay.
This is gay.
You guys are fucking gay. But this part too, Katie's like, maybe this is crazy. Maybe I'm just like basking in the afterglow of our sex last night, but I want you to stay.
Oh my God.
Forever. Never leave. Like, that is like the definition of lesbians after a first date, where they're like, this might be a little crazy, but I'm falling for you.
Yeah. And also, it's so funny because
be my roommate
Lauren kind of does have this little thing where she's like, I mean, let's just like take it slow, right? Like she's kind of trying to slow it down. And you can tell she's having this reaction that is like pinpointing perfectly the, whoa, that was my first time with a girl. I need some time to process this. And they like smash cut from that to I don't know how long it's supposed to have been when then the cut to Lauren in the kitchen cooking dinner, headset on her ears, getting a guy off on the phone. Katie walks up, smacks her lovingly on the ass while she's having phone sex with some random dude, and then taking the headset off of her and finishing the call for her
while she goes pee. Yeah, they are madly in love.
What is
well, and
happening?
Let's also, till this has happened,
this is the point where I just started. I'm like, I'm losing my mind when I was watching this. This can't possibly be happening. I kept pausing to say, is that
because you're
is
like, this is
real?
Not a relation. This is not a movie about female friendship.
Did I fall and hit my head
yes.
at some point while
this
watching
is
this? And I'm
about,
imagining
yes.
this movie like
this is
how
a movie
is
about
this
two
happening?
Women falling in love and then they pretend that they're friends. It's fucking confusing. But the funniest thing, too, is. That makes them so, so gay is they have not left the house.
No.
They were like
they screw hauled so hard
since she moved in.
So hard.
They never left the house. They started their phone sex hotline and they stayed inside because they were so happy to just have phone sex together.
Yeah.
Sleep together, wake
sleep
up together,
together
cook
together,
together,
pee with next to each
not
other,
not answer their only other friend's phone calls.
No, when they go out
time.
For drinks with him, they clearly this is their first night out in.
Yes. Well, they say it. They're like, she's like, honey, we need to go out. I bought us matching outfits. Let's go on a date. Like,
oh, my
what?
God. The fact that they go out dressed like twins. This, I swear to God, this is everybody has that friend who's been in this throes of a new queer relationship,
yes.
right? Where you're just
like
oh my God.
Everyone in your life. Let's
we met last night and then I went home and then we just decided it made sense to, I should just move some stuff over and I've been here for a week and we haven't really left the house but I guess like we do need some groceries finally. So like, I guess we'll go out, but like we're both wearing the same clothes. How
Isn't that
silly.
Crazy?
Oh my
we're
God.
We're so silly. Yes. They are together and they go to the fucking dinner and Justin Long's like, are you guys scissor dancing? This is the perfect moment for them to be like, you know what? They're like, we started a phone sex line. But you could still say like, well, we started a phone sex line and we're scissor dancing.
And we're scissor dancing and we're clearly fucking
because
they're clearly fucking. There's
clearly.
Just there's so no two ways about it, because I'm sorry, I cannot count the number of things. The other one that kills me is it's after they have the going out with Justin Long scene. There's the scene where Katie catches Lauren after having finished a call where she clearly was masturbating during it.
Yes.
right? She opens the door. Her hair's all mussed up. She's, you know, clearly got a little glow about her. And she gives her shit for having, like, rubbed one out during this call by saying, "Did you wash your hands?" And, like, sticking her tongue out and eyeing her up and down. And I'm like, this is not how
straight women
interact with each other. No. I don't know what you think is happening here. I don't know who wrote this movie, but
they are together. And then, okay, what? after this happens, this is when she's like agrees to go on the date.
This is the date.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so also like I said at the beginning, like she quote unquote, if we want to believe what is happening in this movie or they're telling us, she falls in love with this guy, Sean. From having phone sex with him and then being like, "Oh, I really like you on the phone." If that is not so fucking gay, I do not know what is. That is like, I actually, and when he asked her out on a date, her first reaction, she takes a long time to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
She is terrified. And we find out later she's terrified because she's a virgin and whatever. But
sure.
She's
sure,
terrified
sure,
because
sure.
she's a virgin because she's never had sex with a man and she doesn't want to. So she's like, "Do I want to do this?" And then she's like, "Fine, I'll go on the date." The way that Lauren reacts to Katie going out on a date is the way a
unreal
is the way that a girl like. Also, let's say this movie is actually like exactly what it is, and she still goes out with Sean. I would see this as like they are in an open relationship.
And she's like, okay,
you want to go on a date with this guy? Like, here's our ground rules.
She literally says, here's my rule. Yeah. Okay. Here's the scene. Here's the conversation verbatim. Katie says, "It's just a bar in Brooklyn. I'll come home.
Yes, I promise.
I promise." And here's how Lauren responds. "Fine, but you play by my rules."
Cue me screeching
like a fucking pterodactyl of gay like chaos. I cannot handle it.
That's what I'm saying. That is an open relationship. That is a, okay, we've agreed that you can go on dates with men, but here are the guidelines.
And
that is not a thing that your straight friend says to you. Your straight friend would literally be like, "Oh my God, go on the date. Like, tell me how it is."
Yes.
Not like, why are you worried if she's going to come home or not?
And also, wait, can we just discuss? So there's one really important scene that happens before the date that once again has no place being in a movie about two straight friends. Zero reason for this to happen. Okay. So when Lauren first moves in, there is a scene at the beginning where Katie looks at the soap in the soap dish in their shower and it's covered in Lauren's hair. And she makes this face like, "Ooh, gross, fucking hate Lauren," because they're in the enemies phase still. OK, then fine, you'll play by my rules. Katie goes to take a shower to get dressed for her big date that she's so excited for with a man. And she's in the shower and they show you this. She's in the shower and they spend time in this movie to show you Katie taking a shower, looking at the soap dish anew, at a new piece of soap covered in Lauren's hair, and smiling whimsically and lovingly and wistfully at the hair all over the soap in their shower's soap dish. And I'm sorry, but there is no straight friendship explanation for that. I love a bunch of my friends, care about them a ton, would do anything for them. But the idea that I'm going to get in our shared shower and look lovingly
at the hair that has come out
their hair
on a bar of soap is so gay.
You know who I do that for?
Your wife.
My wife. Like, Kelsey sheds like a small wild creature. And it is like a running joke in our house that I'm just like, my life constantly covered in Kelsey's hair. You know why I feel that way? Because I'm in love with her.
Yeah.
And there is no other force on this earth that should make you look lovingly at someone's shower
discarded hair.
Like that. I'm sorry. It's not negotiable. That is insane. And the idea that they set up the date with fine, you play by my rules, hair on the shower soap. And then they get to the date. And how does Lauren introduce herself to Sean?
Wait, I actually don't remember. Does she introduce
herself? She says, I'm Katie's Lauren.
Oh, my God.
Like, girl, what? What is happening? Who wrote this movie? I honestly, I'm saying it for like the eighth time and I'm just going to look it up because I have to know. It's unhinged.
It is ridiculously gay.
It is wild that this movie exists and actually it has all of this happen. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm dying. Can I tell you what I'm finding out?
Yes.
Okay. So Lauren in the movie is played by an actress named Lauren Miller Rogan. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh God.
She's Seth Rogen's wife.
Oh God.
Her name is Lauren, playing Lauren.
Great.
She wrote this movie with one other person.
Named Katie.
Named Katie.
Oh, Lauren, honey. Lauren, no.
I need to go lie down for approximately 7 to 9 hours. I can't.
Are they still together?
I can't. I think so.
Oh, God.
I'm going to cry. Oh,
yeah,
my
there's
God.
Some shit that girl does not
honey.
Know about herself.
Sorry, I'm Katie's Lauren. She wrote in a script that she wrote with Katie.
Oh God, girls.
I cannot.
Yeah.
Oh
that's
God.
Super gay. It's beyond gay. And literally wrote her husband into a threesome scene with another woman. Like
yes.
Oh
yes!
God. Oh,
what is
God.
Happening?
That's bad.
Oh my
That's
God.
Bad.
This can't be real.
This
can't
real.
Be real. How?
This is real life, Lee.
How is
I
this
know.
Happening?
I know. It's not right. It's not right.
I now want to look up everything else she's written and see
and
how gay
see,
it is.
Just like do a deep dive into this woman's queer subtext.
One of them is called Girls, Girls, Girls. So already there's potential.
Lauren. God, Lauren.
I can't.
Honestly, for her sake, I hope that she's like out and bisexual and her and Seth just have an open relationship.
I mean, Jesus.
Because that's like, I could see that shit. That's why I'm saying like Lauren and Katie definitely have like an open relationship vibe.
Oh, honey. This is something else.
Wild.
This is.
All right, let's.
Okay.
Let's
I'm sorry. I'm gathering myself. I'm so glad we looked that
Bad. So let's get back to the date. This is like
a
chaperoned
okay.
date. Lauren yes. feels the need
yeah.
to fucking chaperone Katie. And then she's like, all
well,
right, fine,
course.
I'll
She's
leave.
Playing by her rules, Ellie. Come on.
And when Lauren gets back to their house from the date, Katie has left her a present, which I just feel like so much of this is like open relationship. This girl's like, I'm taking care of you. I still love you, Lauren. Mm-hmm. I'm out on this date, but like, I still love you. Here's a present. Enjoy yourself, smoke this joint and think of me, and don't worry, I'll be home.
Here's a present. It's in a card that says, to Lauren, love Katie, with a bunch of hearts drawn on it. Mm-hmm. And the joint is inside the card on a giant heart.
Yep.
Casual, straight, platonic friend stuff.
Okay.
Just like you all give cards to your friends. NBD.
But then, this is when we find out Katie's a virgin. So she comes home from the date, and she's like, it was so nice. But I don't want to sleep with this man. I'm terrified. And Lauren's like,
because
oh,
I've never slept with a man ever.
Ever. Ever. And Lauren's like sweet about it. She's like, you know, all the best people like wait to have sex. Like Tina Fey.
Well, because, okay.
Blah, blah, blah. But I'm
honestly,
also like, I feel like Lauren's like, thank God. She's like.
Yes.
She's like, I'm
no.
so happy you didn't sleep with that
Think
man.
Think about, okay, here, I swear to I wrote this whole fucking script down. So Katie tells her this story about how she had a cousin who was teaching her how to use a tampon and had genital warts and told her when she was young, like, don't fuck anyone in high school, right, basically. Or after that, like, only if you're in love with them. And Katie's explanation is literally, like, so I didn't sleep with anyone in high school. And then after that, nobody was ever in love with me. read, I was gay and afraid of men and avoiding them. I swear to God, this is what Lauren says back to her. And she's like, you know, oh, you're definitely going to be ready. Like, we'll get you ready for Sean or whoever else is lucky enough to fall in love with you. I'm like, girl, just leaving that door wide open for yourself, Lauren. Just, she's like, let me just take this axe to this doorway real quick and wait, just chop this bit, baby, down.
You know what's hilarious? The next morning, Lauren tells Katie she loves her.
Yes.
In yes. Not yes. a friend way.
Just so she literally drops that door wait, wide open and hilarious. Then the next she's morning like, is like, let okay. me put your fucking dress on and walk through it.
She's literally like, oh, you need someone to be in love with you? I am. It's me.
I love you, she says. For whoever else is lucky enough to fall in love with you.
The next
what,
morning.
7 hours later. I love you.
Also, she like, the way she says it. It's like,
I have to tell you something.
Like, I need to get this off my chest.
Yes.
I love you.
Let me saunter in here seductively in your leopard print dress, cleavage, full display, and I have to tell you something. I love you. Those are the exact words. My God, this movie has broken me. I am a changed person for having experienced this. Mm-hmm. I cannot. Please, I haven't even looked. Someone tell me there's a fucking fanfic retelling of this that actually goes there. Because
you literally don't need a fanfic, though. That's the point. Like, the only thing you need is for them to kiss instead of hug. It's like, you don't change a word of the fucking script.
I cannot.
It's crazy. But the point is, like, that is a very romantic thing. You don't need to, like, anytime I've ever told any of, like, my friends I love them, it's never like a, let me think about this. Should I say this right now?
Yeah.
Like, is it going to freak them out if I say I love them?
No.
Like, there's never, that is, like, you, if it's with your friends, you're like, yeah, I love you. Not
if,
like
yeah if you're like, at that point I that's a normal casual easy thing to say.
I need to tell you something.
And Lauren's face that whole scene, she's so serious.
Yes.
Right? She's so serious and so longing. Why longing? I don't understand. And
we understand it's gay.
Well, yeah, it's fucking gay. And everything Katie says in response is equally weird. It's mm-hmm. equally weird to be watching your friend go on a job interview and be like, oh, wow, you look so good in my dress. I want to come with you. And have you been masturbating again? Because you don't have to tell me every time. That's what when Lauren says, I have to tell you something, that's what Katie thinks she's about to tell her. And I'm just...
Yeah, like...
I'm gay and I'm not this gay.
No. I will not tell my friends, like, hey, I just masturbated. Like, never do that. Would never do that. That's a thing that you tell your
so
partner. They are
insane. The language, it's so insane, this movie.
The language that they keep, like, using for these two, especially at this point, is, like, so heavy-handed. These are girlfriends, right? She says, I love you. She doesn't say it. Katie doesn't say it back. And so we have this whole, like, thing there, right? Then she goes to the interview. That she's supposed to say, like, fuck off. She decides to take the job, right? And when she comes back to her apartment and tells
oh my
Katie
God,
she
please.
Takes the job, Katie flips the fuck out. What kind of friend cares that much about your job choices?
What kind of friend responds to that by framing it in the following words? I am not the one who lied to my partner today. I can't.
And when she kicks her out, she's like, I will never be good enough for you, which is like, what the fuck? And she kicks her out and fucking Lauren says, like, get out of my apartment. And she says, this is our apartment. You have lived there for 3 months and you are like, this is our apartment, baby.
I told you I loved you this morning and you were too scared to say it back.
At this point in the movie, I died an hour ago in the movie. I have been buried. Someone has eulogized me and I am just rolling in my grave like a mad fucking top.
I told you I loved you and you were too scared to say it back. And then she's like, no, I wasn't scared. I just love you. You're like, what the heck? That conversation is gay.
Listen, it's even gayer when you're having it in the context of how Katie just outed their hotline to the parents. And so she's like, she outed her to her parents. And she's like, just because you don't care about your parents doesn't mean I don't care about my parents. And I'm like, do you know how fucking gay this
conversation
is that you wrote? How do you, what? How is this happening? I was not okay. I was not okay watching this. And they have their big breakup fight because she showed the parents the video of the two of them in the hot tub together.
We forgot. They filmed and a fucking commercial like, naked in a tub.
Naked in a tub. And I'm like, oh, with their fucking makeup on and they're just holding their little phones and making sexy eyes at each other. Call 1-900. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that commercial too is like point, like case in point for Lauren being so in love with Katie. Because I also feel like it's like, all right, Lauren, if you don't want your parents to know, why did you make a video?
Yes.
Right? You clearly were so...
You don't... And why did you cast yourself?
You don't need to be in this video.
It's a phone line. They can't see you. That's the point. It is... absolutely wild. And that's, we haven't even gotten to the ending because this is the point where you started texting me being like, oh my god, this movie. And I what did I text back? Like, buckle up. Yes, because
you do not even know what's happening next.
Fuck.
So the whole next part, right, we get boys coming back into the picture, right? So
Charlie
comes back, Lauren's ex, and he's like, I want to be with you. And she's like, no, fuck you, you're boring.
He's like, I want to be with you because you're boring. And she's like, I'm gay now.
Yeah, she's like, well, joke's on you because I'm a lesbian, so we can't be together.
Oh my god.
And she says, you're not my person, which insinuates that she knows who her person is, because she literally says, you're not my person, and starts to run towards Katie's apartment.
Yes,
11
in
blocks.
In heels, the sexy lingerie that she's wearing, and a trench coat.
Yes. Oh my god. Oh my god, yeah. Okay, so because what she says when she... Well, okay, we'll get there. But what she says when she gets there is she wore it for Charlie, but clearly she didn't wear it for Charlie because
She didn't wear that shit for Charlie.
She did not wear that shit for Charlie. Oh my god. That is too funny.
Then let's talk about Katie's side of the man interactions, okay?
Oh my god. Katie's with her boyfriend, Sean, who she's like not wanting to sleep with. Like,
yeah, they're playing fucking cards.
Consistently, we see her not want to sleep with him.
I'm not ready yet.
When does she want to sleep with him?
When he says, you should call Lauren.
And the second after he says that, she's like, let's have sex.
That is
really?
That is the exact conversation. You should call Lauren. Let's have sex.
That's straight from the script, listeners. This is not us paraphrasing. So then they have sex. Presumably she orgasms, which is like not believable at all from what is happening in the scene.
Do you need me to read this line as well? Because I have it written down.
Yes, please.
Okay. Here's how that interaction plays out. I swear to God, this is what Katie says. I think I just came. I love Lauren. And I'm pretty sure he responds, I'm still inside of you.
And then this is like the fucking most annoying shit ever.
I can't.
But like, okay, so first of all, he mentions Lauren, you're like, let's have sex. Once you have an orgasm, you're like,
I have miraculously
realized I'm in love with my best friend. Then to like not, like, this is the thing that's the should have been gay about it. What should happen here is, sorry, Sean, bye. thank you for helping me realize this shit. I gotta go find the love of my life, Katie.
And she's already wearing lingerie. It's set up so yes. perfectly.
Instead, she's like, I think I might love you too. Sean, don't worry, listeners. Don't worry, viewers. Even though we wrote this entirely gay film, she's with a man and everything's fine.
I hate it so much. That was the most
annoying thing ever. And he's like, I think I love you too. And you're like, you guys are so, you guys suck.
Yeah.
But cut that whole Sean shit out, right? She, let's say that didn't happen where she says, I think I love you too. Basically what happens is the gay ending.
Yes.
So she's like, I love Lauren. She's like, I have to go. And so she starts running to like, they call
well,
each other.
She's calling her. She's yeah. calling her first.
They call each other and they call each other at the exact same time.
And Lauren's like, I'm on my way. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm so yes. close.
Yes.
I need you so. Wait, what is. Oh my God. Wait. I wish I had written more of this down, but at this point, I was literally catatonic. Like, I had yes. stopped functioning as a human person. My brain could no longer handle this movie. I can't.
As I
can't.
I was watching
they're basically
this,
having they're a, having a phone pseudo sex. Phone sex.
They're having
right?
phone sex with each other. And then they finally get together. They hug in front of their apartment. And they're like, I love you so much. I don't know why I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
That is the gayest thing ever. She's like, I love you, Lauren. I don't know why I didn't tell you. We know why, because you were scared.
We know why.
Because you're a fucking closeted gaybo.
Lovingly embracing. She's like, let me show you my lingerie that I'm wearing. It's, oh my God. That whole last phone call, I just could not with the two of them. I mean, it's so over the top. It's so over the top mm-hmm. to have them be like, oh my God, are you close? I need you so hard. I want you so much. I'm so close. I'm coming. Yes,
oh
yes, I'm coming. And you're like, what?
What is happening?
Is
you're like,
happening
you guys
right
just
now.
Fuck already.
Just fuck. Oh my God.
And so after that scene, it cuts to fades to black and they're like, she's like, I want to move back in. And she's like, yes, please live with me. Also, after Sean was like, I'll move in with you. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she's like,
listen,
move back in with me. Let's be lovers again. And
yes.
then cut to black. But like,
I
get rid of Sean, have that final scene. They're in love. They make out in front of the steps. They go upstairs and finally Katie's not a virgin anymore because her first time is gonna be with fucking Lauren. Like, that's it.
They got a whole box of dildos up there. That's all I'm
I
saying
know.
Listen, she's already dressed for it.
That's the thing. Why did she show up in lingerie? That lingerie was not for Charlie.
No, I'm mm-hmm. sorry, we've met Charlie. That lingerie was no. not for that man.
Not
that
for
is
that
a
man.
That is a boring man. He does not deserve that lingerie. You know who does deserve that lingerie?
Katie.
Katie does. She's your person. You love
She's
her.
She's your person and you love her. And I don't know why I
you
didn't tell
you.
You
love her. this movie has just ruined my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand. I wanted it to be gay so much that it's killing me.
Yep.
It's killing me that
After
they
all
wrote
these
this
episodes,
movie.
This movie
feels
has really
like a
brokenly.
Fucking tease. Like, what did yep. you do? And the I'm sorry. The having now illuminated the writing of this movie by Lauren and Katie, I am
ladies.
Shook.
We have some questions we need answered.
I am shooketh.
Were you also roommates, ladies? Were you roommates? But yeah. So which characters are we shipping?
Oh my God, Ellie, I can't do it. I can't. I'm not okay.
Katie and Lauren.
I need some time to recover from the emotional journey that this movie has put me on.
I know.
I can't handle it.
It's rough. It is rough.
Okay, we're shipping Katie and Lauren. I can't.
What are they, the mm-hmm girls?
Yeah, their
Kitty and
ship
Catty.
Name is...
Kitty Catty.
Their ship name is Kit Kat.
It's Kit Kat. That's it. But yes, Lee, I mean, I know this movie has clearly broken you, but
it's broken
it's
me.
It's because
I
it
am
been gay.
I am a different person now than I was before.
I know. But yeah, for a good time call.
Should have been gay.
All right, you ready for our Q and gay?
Q and gay.
Question number one, what would you prefer to run? A, a phone sex line, B, an OnlyFans.
Oh, God. I don't know. I guess a phone sex line?
That sounds real sexy.
I know. I don't know. I feel like the pressure of the camera would get to me.
Yeah, I also think like the anonymity of a phone sex line is appealing. Like, I would be down to like do feet pics because it's like you don't have to see my face.
That's true. I could do feet pics.
Yeah, you can do feet pics there too.
I've got very cute feet, so that's
true. But yeah, like something that's a little more anonymous, I think would be ideal. All right.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should put like a foot pics option.
Yes.
I would choose that.
Okay, great. Feed finder.
Okay, great. Question two, Ellie. What do your underwear look like? A, super cute. B, leopard print. Or C, I'm not wearing any.
I'm going to have to just go with super cute. And you'll all just have to guess.
We'll take your word for it.
All right. Question number three. Who's Katie's person? A, Sean. Or B, Lauren?
I feel like it's going to come as a surprise to everyone when I say it's fucking Lauren. Oh, my God. R.I.P. you having to EQ that.
Yeah, no other answer. We got to compress that shit.
I'm sorry. I'm having some emotions, everyone. Okay. Question four. Have you ever peed in someone's car? A, yes. B, no. Or C, not yet.
I feel like I definitely have. And I feel like it was my parents' car. That's the thing, too. Like, I feel like we've done, like, long road trips where, like, when I was younger and my dad would be like, we're not stopping. You have to pee in a cup. Like, we would literally pee in cups because my dad didn't want to stop the car. So
Classy. Yes. I think
real
it works.
Real classy. Yep. All right. Question number five, Lee. What would your phone sex hotline be called? 1-800-A, mm-hmm, B, ass time, C, vag bags. Or D, you finger.
Oh man. I just so many good options here.
I know.
I'm gonna go with 1-800 you finger. I feel like that's a good gay.
That's a good one, yeah.
Gay lesbian hotline.
I think I'll go with vag bags.
Yeah. Like the, good. Like good choices. Rhyme.
Yeah. Wow. What a show.
We've done it. God help us all.
Remember, you can also answer our Q and Gay questions on our Twitter at Let's Hang Out Pod.
Let me hear you say, hip, 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 hip.
We love hearing from all of you. We love continuing to build this community. So we just want to shout out some of our favorite things every episode. And we want to start by shouting out one of our listeners, Megan, who sent us an email after listening to our episode on The Handmaiden, who really wants us to do more on the Fingersmith specifically. So we hear you, Megan. We'd gotten so many requests and everyone wanted us to do The Handmaiden. That seemed to be the Fingersmith adaptation that we got the most requests for. As we did discuss in the episode, Ellie has not read The Fingersmith.
I've never read it.
So I think your options are either going to be reading the book or we got to do the BBC adaptation.
The BBC series. I should just watch it. I'll watch it. Maybe we'll do a bonus episode on Patreon. But I'm like, yeah, we got a lot of Fingersmith action already.
I know. Well, and it really was. It was just we had so many requests. Like when people asked for Fingersmith coverage, people wanted The Handmaiden. They liked it. And I don't blame them. It's a great, I love the adaptation. So I also haven't seen the BBC one yet. So I will have to watch it and we'll try to work that in somewhere too. But we appreciate the email. We're glad you still liked The Handmaiden episode. We promise we are not like avoiding the Fingersmith for any reason.
Yes. Also, we did our Dykes and Shining Armor episode last week. And we had so many people reach out saying that they're DSA for DSA. And I knew that would happen because lesbians love to save other women. And then they're just saving each other.
Yep. I also love that we're making DSA happen. Like, it's a thing.
We
now.
Are making DSA
it's
happen.
A thing.
DSA for DSA. Maggie reached out and said her and her girlfriend, DSA for DSA.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure Thomasina also reached out, DSA for DSA. Like, they're out there. They are out there.
We also got a lot of the DSA really brought out the Warrior Nun fans. So, like, don't worry, everyone. Yes, of course, we have Warrior Nun on our list. Okay, we're gonna get there. I don't know if we have if it'll be in season six or not, but it is on our list. Don't worry, we hear you. Yes. All we're not gonna forget. We're not gonna forget those dykes in shining armor. Okay, don't worry.
Yes, we shining armor and what do you call and habits?
Yeah. And love as it. Always, we want to thank our lesbian Jesus patrons: Mark Foster,
Jess Klaus,
Tanya Ferguson,
Danny Griswold,
Jacqueline Rose Nishino,
Sarah and Julia,
Carrie Ann Lawrence,
Danny Gunlock Tamora,
Brittany Ray,
Alana Rosen,
and Tara Gleason.
And our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Leah Hindley,
Liz Chen,
and Wendy K. Bartlett. Thank you all so much to you and to all of our patrons. We could not keep making this podcast without you.
Remember, you can also find us on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Let's Hang Out Pod.
You can email us at letshangoutpod@gmail.com.
Or you can check out our website at letshangoutpod.com.
Whatever app you use to listen to podcasts, make sure that you subscribe. That way you'll get new episodes as soon as they go up every week.
We're also posting videos on our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/letshangoutpod to catch them.
Let's Hang Out is an independently produced show. It's hosted by us. Our audio production is done by Ellie. Our production assistant is Krista Murison. And various Twitter postings and other graphics are done by me.
If you want to support the podcast, you can rate and review us on iTunes. We love hearing what you had. It helps new people find the show.
If you want to support us financially, you can join our Patreon. You get access to so many things. You get access to our Discord chat. You get access to ad-free episodes, as well as our bonus Patreon episodes, our Les Essentials viewing parties, all sorts of good stuff. You can find that at bit.ly/lespatreon.
If you want to get some Les Hangout merch, you can get that at bit.ly/lesshop. We have all kinds of gay designs that just basically say, hey, I'm gay, look at me. They say that. So if you want to get that, you can get that at bit.ly/lesshop.
And don't forget, we have a queer production company where we are making queer podcast musicals with guaranteed happy endings. You can find us everywhere at Dollar Bean Prod.
Or at our website, dollarbeanproductions.com.
You can listen to all of the episodes of our first show, The Flame. They are available on any podcasting app.
And if you want to help support us in making more musicals, like Journey to the Heart, you can join us on our Patreon at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon.
Yeah, we've had so many recording sessions lately. We've been recording with Jess Darrow. We're recording with Devin Hales. It's been, things are happening, y'all. So.
Things are happening. The characters are really coming to life. It's actually really exciting.
It's incredible.
I'm like, I'm obsessed with The Flame. I will never shut up about The Flame. But it's like been a while since we recorded The Flame, so like getting back into the voice acting sessions is like one of the most fun parts of production.
It's great
to be like, how are these actors going to take these characters and make them into something? It's very cool.
If you want to follow us individually, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSH Foster.
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Ellie Bridgna. With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee.
And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang out.